relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States. The time is never right to attempt migration by sea. To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Again, I repeat, do not risk your life attempting to enter the United States illegally. You will not come to the United States.
What an utter disgrace. What a contemptible human being. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and that is the Secretary for Homeland Security, an individual who goes by the name of Mayorkas, who has just sent a message. You heard it as clear as day to the people suffering under the dictatorship in Cuba, telling them, don't you dare try and leave that country. You need to stay in that dictatorship, just like that wall that split Berlin down the middle. We want to keep you inside suffering. You don't get to come here. Why would he say that? When we have thousands, literally more than 6,000 illegal aliens crossing the border every single day. And not doing it safely. People have died crossing the Rio Grande, getting drowned, dying of starvation and dehydration. So safety can't be the issue, because if safety were the issue, Mayorkas would be saying what? Nobody should try and come here illegally. Nobody should pay the coyotes to smuggle them in unventilated, unair-conditioned vehicles, lorries, and to have them cross the desert. If you cared, you'd say that to everybody from Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, and the other 150 nations that have been found to try and cross our borders. So why, dear friends? Why is he saying it to Cubans? It has nothing, and absolutely nothing, to do with the fact that they'd have to cross the sea. Because that's dangerous as much as crossing the Rio Grande or spending 3 months walking through treacherous territory in the hands of cartel smugglers. you lying sack of propaganda. So what is it? Well, perhaps the answer comes from the fact that the face of the Democrat Party has been silent with regards to Cuba. The squad has nothing to say. Why? Well, let's look at Cuban Americans. Let's look at the population of Miami. Let's look at Cubans in Florida. Who do they vote for? Yes, they vote Republican. Why? Because they, or their fathers, or their grandmothers, escaped Cuba in the last 62 years, made that perilous journey across the ocean to America. Why? Because they wanted to leave communism. They wanted to breathe the sweet air of freedom that America provides those who come here. So this is reason enough to deny those on the streets of Havana and across Cuba today their chance of freedom, because it's all politics. You know it, I know it, and Alejandro Mayorkas, who himself profited from his parents getting out of Cuba. That's the most reprehensible aspect of it all. He's not Alejandro from Spain. He's not Alejandro from Guatemala. He's a Hispanic of Cuban descent. And he says, screw you, my fellow Cubans. You can stay in your prison. You can stay locked up in your rotting dictatorship. Because if you come here, you're not going to vote for my party. You're not going to vote for the extremist policies that the Democrats believe in, including open borders for who? For people from our hemisphere who we can amnesty and then turn magically overnight into millions of new Democrat voters. People who didn't escape communism. People who weren't politically persecuted like my father was in a communist prison. People who just came here for economic reasons. Who just wanted a job. And claimed amnesty and refugee status. Not because they live in a dictatorship. Mexico is a hellhole. But it's not a communist dictatorship. Guatemala may be one of the most corrupt nations in our hemisphere, if not the most corrupt. But it's not a one-party state with gulags. So that's the difference. You're worth something. Not a lot, but you're worth something to the Democrats if you're coming from a place where, you know, you sympathize with socialist policies, with the welfare state, with unthinking, drone-like political identity. Then you can come across the border illegally in your thousands. Because we need you. Because our voters, they're not having babies. We need to create new voters. And if we're not having children, well, we're just going to have to import them illegally and then wave our magic DHS wand and give you naturalized citizenship status. That's why they're not commenting about Cuba. And if they do, like that Assistant Secretary of State, they lie. Oh, those people who are chanting Libertad and waving the American stars and stripes, it's because they've run out of vaccines. It's because of some vague, weird response to the coronavirus that Havana hasn't adequately stepped up to. No, you lying scum. It's because they want to be free. Like the colonists wanted to be free in 1776. Like my parents wanted to be free on the wrong side of the Iron Curtain. Like those people in 1989 who with their hands and chisels and pickaxes physically dismantled the Berlin Wall that was there, not to protect them like Donald Trump's border wall, but to keep them in. Like Mayorkas wants to keep them in a communist regime. This is when you realize, my friends, it's not politics. It's evil. When you would condemn your fellow man to living in a dictatorship just so that you can maintain control of power in your country, that is the quintessence of evil. That shows such utter disregard for your fellow man that eventually any crime is justifiable. And that's why you, me, and all patriots are more important than has ever been the case since 1945. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is just the beginning of America First. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain, knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain, whatever it is, and you have failed to find relief, you've got to try this incredible product, 100% drug-free, that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans every single day from their pain, me included. My low back pain issue had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free 2.5 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Pain-free. Incredible words. There should be words that you can tell. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Have you seen the latest news? Inflation. It's not a theory. It's happening. Record-breaking inflation figures. Are you ready? Do you have a plan? Whether it's inflation, whether it's cyber attacks, whether it's the disastrous economic policies of the Biden regime, you've got to be prepared. Next time it may not be gasoline or milk or toilet paper. It may be the whole food supply chain. Your job as a father, as a husband, as a protector, is to always provide and to be able to feed your loved ones. What are you going to do if one day, for whatever reason, natural disaster, man-made or other, you go to the grocery store and the shelves are empty? You're just going to tell your kids, your wife, sorry, honey, it's going to be stone soup for dinner. No. Be prepared. Go with the most professional, the best suppliers of emergency long-term storage food that I have chosen. My Patriot Supply, with over 41,000 four- and five-star ratings. You can get 25% off their 4-week emergency food kit. I've got several months' worth. You should have at least 1 month's supply. Get 25% off. It's great. It's delicious. And you will always be able to feed your loved ones. Go today to preparewithgorka.com. That's preparewithgorka.com. with Gawker.com. Don't be caught short. Prepare with Gawker.com. Okay. Let's go to first call of the day. Alex in Brooklyn called in as soon as we opened the lines. Welcome, Alex.
Yeah. Hi, Sebastian. Thanks for taking my call. And I have a serious question because I'm watching what's taking in Cuba, where people are rightfully taken to the streets to fight the communist regime that's dictating over them and to fight for their freedom. And meanwhile, in our country, I'm watching how the Democrats are working and taking over this country with censorship, critical race theory, spending money through the roof till, you know, they hope our economy collapses. So that way we'll be needy to them and then they'll be having a lot more power. And my question is, at what point do we fight back, but not just with words, with our hands and our feet and with weapons, like what they're doing in Cuba? Do we have to wait until we're in such a dire situation?
So who would you attack? Who would you attack first, and what weapon would you use? Because this, we get this question regularly. I'm just wondering, what you think, we should start shooting people, Alex?
No.
You don't get to prevaricate. Do you think you get to shoot people at this point?
I think, not at this point, but at some point, yeah, right? In Cuba, they have a right to go and attack the dictators and kill them. They absolutely have the right. At certain points in our country's history, we have fought for our freedom with battle, right? And that was the right thing to do. And if H.R. 1 comes into place here, then they're going to have power for always. And I think, I'm not suggesting, because it's actually, they can go after me if I suggest we should do and make an insurrection and, you know, it's an uprising. But when, you know, what else do we do? There's a certain point where you really have to fight back, and I don't know. And it's
if right? you don't it's, know, if you don't know, Alex, I would put it to you right now that it is not that threshold. If you don't have certitude, well, you better, because you're talking about taking human life. You're talking about violence. If you don't know, then perhaps you shouldn't be raising the question.
I'm asking the question because I don't know. And therefore, I'm
if you don't know, then we are not there yet. Okay? We are not there yet. Thank you, Alex. We are not there yet. All right. Let's go back to what we did at the first day when I got back from my vacation. We celebrated the incredible CPAC that I sadly couldn't go to because I was on vacation. When your wife says you're going on a family reunion, you're going on a family reunion. But it was epic, and my old boss gave a superb speech. Here's a little taster.
It's very simple. If you support defunding the police, vote for the radical left Democrats, and you see what's happening to the cities where they defunded the police. There's never been anything like it. If you want more police and more cops on the streets, vote for America First Republicans. Or let's put it very simply, vote for MAGA. Make America great again. MAGA. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA.
Vote for MAGA, 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 MAGA. It wasn't in the swamp. It was in Texas. I couldn't be there. I need to ask the man who made it possible. Matt Schlapp, did you miss me?
We did miss you, Sebastian Gorka. And more importantly, the thousands of people who filled that ballroom to capacity missed you.
I have to say, while I'm on, I saw a post from your lovely wife. I think it was yesterday or maybe this morning. Happy anniversary to both of the Schlapps.
Well, we got home from CPAC. I had to go to Miami and pick up my two youngest daughters. I get home. I haven't done anything. I bought a gift in the airport. That's how pathetic it is these days. But we had a great dinner. And, you know, the swamp is back open for business. We actually went to a restaurant in the middle of Washington, D.C., and everything seemed kind of normal. That must not – I bet that doesn't last too long, Sebastian. They'll find some reason to...
Oh, they will. They will. So for those who couldn't be there, I got to be at the next one, wherever it is. Share a little bit of the highlights. We've got you for two segments, but everybody needs to see the president's speech. But what was it like to have a CPAC not in the usual location in the swamp, Match Lab?
Well, first of all, it was filled to capacity. We sold every ticket we could sell. The spirit was wonderful, happy people, you know. Our people are happy people. They're worried people, but they're happy people. And, you know, I think that the highlights for me, not just the president, obviously, was, you know, we have this new concept, which is you have all these former cabinet secretaries in the Trump administration who are staying on point on their issue set. So we had Chad Wolf talking about the disaster at the border, and we had Matt Whitaker talking about how these Democrats will use their power to go after their political rivals. We had Rick Grenell talking about the weaponization of the intelligence community and how, because nobody went to jail when they did it before, they're going to do it again, and they already have with Tucker Carlson. So, you know, these we never had this before, with the former heads of these really important agencies are essentially continuing to message and to work for political change. I think it's pretty exciting.
No, very, very exciting. And what can you tell us in the future? Is it going to be a roving CPAC? Is this a temporary thing? Are you done with the swamp? Because I've got to be at the next one, but I want to know where it is.
Well, you know, we have a contract with the Gaylord, but we're gonna revisit everything. I think, aren't we all doing that in our lives? You know, where do we live? Where do we send our kids to school? What organizations do we support? I think we're all rethinking everything. And the one thing we've learned is that people are voting with their feet out of these failed blue cities and blue states. They're streaming to these red states. And that's what's going to drive the economy in America. And that's what's going to drive the functional part of our society as well. So I think basing CPAC in these big mega states just makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, everything's changing. People are voting with their feet. And I'm going to be at the next one, wherever it is. He's Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of the American Conservative Union. He's the man who makes the biggest conservative convocation every year possible. And it's amazing. Follow him at M Schlapp right now. That's M Schlapp with two P's. He'll be with us after the break. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel, won't you?
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. We're talking to the chairman of the American Conservative Union, the father of the incredible CPAC meeting every year, just occurred in Texas. And something strange happened on the way to the forum. Matt Schlapp, what happened to your YouTube channel last week?
Well, I had the audacity to be invited up to Bedminster for the president's announcement for this major class action lawsuit, and CPAC signed on to it. And then we played the press conference on our website, and because because they have such great animosity towards President Trump, they issued us a strike, which some of your listeners, I'm sure, have gotten.
Yep.
And which means that you had dangerous content, and then they said we couldn't post anything for a week, which made it impossible for us to post anything from CPAC on YouTube, and which means this is now the second Trump speech in a row that they have essentially canceled.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What is the right response as a conservative, Matt? Because we have these calls for government intervention, breaking them up. There is a point at which we say there has to be a government response as such a role model for conservatives. What is your gut reaction to the way to proceed with big tech?
Well, I do think we have to have all options on the table, and we can't let a blind following of our philosophy keep us from looking at all those options. I mean, a philosophy is supposed to guide us, right? It's not supposed to be some rigid structure that keeps us from looking at all the options. And I think when it comes to this lawsuit, we signed on to it because we got educated. You know, these entities say, well, you can't govern us. We have the right to censor our own content because they're private entities. And what the lawsuit seeks to make clear is that they're actually not private companies. They're pseudo-government entities that do basically everything Obama, Michelle Obama, Joe Biden.
The Californian DNC.
That's right. Whatever they suggest, whenever they call, point out somebody needs to be canceled, well, guess what? There's a 95% chance they get canceled. When they all said you should remove Trump from Twitter and Facebook, well, guess what happens? He gets removed from Twitter and Facebook.
Right.
So what the lawyers are arguing is that this is too cozy of a relationship for them to consider themselves somehow separate from these Democratic government regulators and elected officials. And I think it's a very, very ingenious concept.
Yeah, it's a very powerful, powerful case. We've got to take it all the way to its final conclusion. We talked to Matt Schlapp. Follow him, M. Schlapp, on Twitter. That's M. Schlapp. Matt, in the last 2 minutes we have, you regaled your guests at your house recently with an incredible little story about the new Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, who's a regular guest of the show. And it was... It really should be the way we think about all these challenges. Would you share it with our millions of listeners and viewers?
Yeah, I mean, I had the honor to be with a lot of great supporters of the NRA, and the governor, Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, was one of the speakers. And we've known him. We've had him at CPAC, and I've had the terrible misfortune of speaking after him, which is you just never want to be that guy because he's so
passionate,
amazing. But, you know, he spoke at this event, and you know, he has a powerful voice. He has a powerful life story, but he hits his big hand, the palm of his hand on the podium, and just says, he'll be damned if he'll be looking up at the ceiling of his deathbed, wondering why he didn't do more to defend America. And he slapped that podium and, you know, raised his voice. And it was a really, really powerful moment for everybody in the room. And I had several people say to me that, like, that's exactly how everyone feels, which is we've got to work now. And they just felt like it was almost like a moment where the Holy Spirit was calling all of us to wake up. Wake up. You don't want to be an old man or an old woman regretting that if you had just realized how serious the threat was, we could have saved the country. We don't want to be like those Cubans on the island where Mercy's family comes from, where, you know, you're so desperate. You have no guns because they've taken them away. You have no money because they've taken it all away. You have nothing except your hands and your feet and your brain, and, you know, maybe you can pull that out, but most likely, you know, you could be slaughtered. And we don't want to get there in this country. And your freedoms, when they start slipping, they slip fast, Sebastian. You know that.
It's so true. And if there had been a Second Amendment, if there had been an armed citizenship in Cuba 62 years ago, things would look a little bit different today. What a fabulous observation, of course, coming from Matt Schlapp, married to Mercedes Schlapp, who knows the reality of what her Cuban relatives are suffering today. Follow him, M. Schlapp, and come to the next CPAC, wherever it will be. It'll be an amazing jamboree. Thank you, Matt, and welcome back to the Swamp. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I love that intro. ELO. It's got a special place in my heart. It's one guy. It's Jeff Lynne. It's like, sounds like 300 people. It's one guy. Some synthesizers and, you know, extra stuff. It's technical. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy this show, if you want a good night's sleep, do what I do. Rest your head every night on one of Mike Lindell's incredible My Pillows. My whole team uses them. President Trump loves them. 51 million sold. They're that good. He has a whole range of incredible products now, from the Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets to the towels that always say soft, stay soft, the mattress toppers, the body pillows, the travel. I love my travel pillows. And the latest, the sheepskin slippers. Sublime. Superb. Find out today. Support this man. You'll get up to 66% off if you use my name. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Bernie Sanders. He's supposed to be an affable old chap, isn't he? A kind of kind grandfather. But he's irrational. He gets very irritated very, very easily. He has a strange relationship with socialist countries or communist countries. A little reminder, this is the individual who, during the Cold War, as an American Jew, no less, decided to honeymoon. Yes, honeymoon. You don't believe me? and look it up. Honeymoon in the Soviet Union. One of the most anti-Semitic modern regimes. Fine by him. Does he have anything to say about the events occurring just 80 miles off our borders in Cuba? Well, kinda. Took him a while, but then when he was asked, he got a little irritated. Cut five, play cut.
Well, I support throughout Latin America and in Cuba and every place else the right of people to protest for a decent economy and for political freedom. Absolutely.
Did you discuss President Biden's situation in Cuba?
No. Senator? Well, look, my main focus right now and what I'm spending all of my time on is reconciliation bill.
No, I am not talking about it with Biden. Why? Why so tetchy? Why so sensitive? That's the old guard in the literal sense of the word. How about the fresh faces of the Democrat Party? They have been strangely silent in the last 5 days. Strangely absent. Perhaps the fact that they're socialists, in fact, AOC, the leading member of the squad, wasn't elected as a member of the Democrat Party. You are aware of that, I presume. She was elected as a social democrat, as a socialist, in everything but, you know, an adjective added on to it. What's she interested in? What is her latest propaganda item? Is it saving the people suffering in Cuba? No. It's more insanity. If you thought the Green New Deal wasn't bad enough, you'd be right. AOC, video cut 10.
Speaker Pelosi, the White House, and Majority Leader Chuck Schumer have taken that threat quite seriously. They know that we fully intend on acting out on that if a reconciliation bill does not come to the floor of the House. And, you know, we have many different actions that we need in a climate bill for reconciliation, whether it's a civilian climate corps, whether it is increased infrastructure and investment in rail and mass transit, and whether it's also centering frontline indigenous, black and brown and low-income communities that are polluted on and often experience the greatest brunt of, and will be experiencing the greatest brunt of climate change-related infrastructure failures.
Polluted on? How are you polluted on? Didn't she go to college? And she's calling for what? A climate bill for black and brown people. If she gets a black and brown people climate bill, do I get a white person's, I don't know, Second Amendment bill to protect my rights? Is that how it works? Are we going to have color-coded laws in America? Because I think we tried that once already, didn't we? Wasn't that when Democrats had plantations with slaves? Then we had laws for people depending upon their skin color. I think there was a word for that. There was segregation, there was slavery, there was separate bathrooms, drinking fountains. Has she forgotten that somehow? Is her grasp of American history so tenuous that she thinks we need laws based upon our race and our skin color? It's truly stunning. I mean, you must maintain a certain level of humor because otherwise you realize the depth of the depravity that is today's Democrat Party, a party that has nothing to say about the people locked into dictatorship in Cuba. A Democrat Party that runs away from its responsibilities in the Texas State House. Lectures you on beef burgers and your F-150 pickup truck, but takes grinning selfies on private jets as they escape their political responsibilities in Texas to fly to D.C. with their keg of beer. That tells you more than you will ever need to know about the Democrat Party, who they are, and what they really, really think of you. They detest you. It doesn't matter whether you vote for them or not, especially if you work with your hands. You are beneath their contempt because they get to fly on private jets. And you're just fodder for their political machinations. Oh dear, am I still in a funk? I'll get out of it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Please, please do it today. You've heard me talk about this incredible product. If you haven't tried it, today is the day. You must call them. 800-500-8384 to find out for yourself if you could be the next success story. It's so very, very easy. You could be the next Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. That should be your story. It could be your story. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Remember when men were men and the Democrats weren't lunatics? It's time to make America great again with our nation's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Where can you go from ELO to AC/DC? I'm sorry. Guys, fess up. It's only here in America First. Nicely done, Shad. Not incongruous at all, actually. It just fits beautifully. Who does James Carville remind you of? Is it the Crypt Keeper? I mean, there's just something really creepy. I didn't even know the guy was still alive. I mean, he's like one of those desiccated mummies from Egypt, isn't he? Apparently, he's alive, and he's back on CNN, and he's got something interesting to say about his fellow Democrats. Cut 11, James Carville.
And, you know, again, we're seeing it time and time again. We're letting a noisy wing of our party define the rest of us. And my point is, we can't do that. I think these people are kind of nice people. I think they're very naive and they're all into language and identity. And that's all right. They're not storming the Capitol, but they're not winning elections. And I think people sort of see this for what it is. And people are way more interested in their lives and how to improve them than they are in somebody else's pronoun or something.
What? You're not allowed to lecture people on your pronouns? Oh, that's it. Carville is done. He's toast. Is he ever going to be invited back onto CNN? Oh, and by the way, this is the guy who's calling for normalcy. Do you remember? Who said what about Clinton's accusers? Do you remember what he said? If you drag a dollar bill through a trailer park, this is the kind of trash you get. Oh, he's such a sweet and nice person. Let's go to some patriots. Rob in New Mexico, line one. Welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to just call and let you know that back in 2016, my wife and I were both huge Republicans, and we're both Reagan conservatives, I guess you could say. We voted, we committed our vote to Donald John Trump, not for him to win a popularity contest, but for him to roll his sleeves up, get to work and get things done. And he committed himself to promises that he kept every step of the way. And that's the way we look at it.
I couldn't agree more, Rob. And I'm thinking, God willing, when he runs again and he comes back, we need that times 100. We need to take this stinking city and dismember it, dismantle it, get all the unrepresentative swamp dwellers out of their jobs, the subversive, kick them out, fire them, and create a government for the people, by the people, of the people. And it's going to take somebody who's not a politician, not a member of the establishment, and I don't see anybody right now except Donald Trump. God bless you, Rob. You're so right. We didn't vote for him to be a nice guy, to get along, go along, to get along, but to get stuff done. Stay on the line, Rob. We'll send you a signed copy and your wife of The War for America's Soul. Get yours at our new store, SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. This is America First.